USA News, I'm John Schaefer. On the second day of the UAW strike, talks between the United Auto Workers and Big Three automakers are resuming. GM CEO Mary Barra telling CNN the deal her company is offering is more than fair.
I think you have to look at the whole compensation package, not only 20% increase in gross wage, but also the profit-sharing aspect of it, world-class health care, and there's several other features. So we think we have a very competitive offer on the table, and that's why we want to get back there and get this done.
The union seeks increased profits, shorter work weeks, and restored benefits for employees. The death toll and number of people missing from last month's wildfire in Maui have been revised lower. Officials say DNA testing showed that multiple samples from some of the victims had been counted. 97 people are now confirmed dead, down from 115, with 31 still missing. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a federal judge for a narrow gag order to be placed on Donald Trump after accusing the former president of making threats against individuals involved in his federal election interference case. Trump's lawyer called it a dishonest stunt. The request comes after a post on Truth Social following a recent arraignment. The NYPD is investigating a Bronx daycare after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy. Three other young children, including a baby, are hospitalized.
All three children were unresponsive and demonstrating symptoms of opioid exposure. Narcan was administered to all three of these children in an attempt to save their lives.
Chief Detective Joe Kenny revealed a drug-related item, a KiloPress, was found during an investigation, despite a surprise inspection on the daycare on September 9th that reported no violations. Post-tropical Cyclone Lee, once a hurricane, maintains hurricane-force winds as it heads towards New England and poses a threat to Nova Scotia, Canada. Brings hazardous surf and heavy rain to coastal areas from Massachusetts to Maine. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, has shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Earlier this year, the former president entered hospice care, and Rosalynn Carter was diagnosed with dementia in May. Jimmy Carter will turn 99 on October 1st. New Mexico's governor is reconsidering her ban on firearms.
The ban restricting the carry of firearms in and around Albuquerque has been narrowed by New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. It now applies only to public parks and playgrounds where children and families gather. Her announcement on Friday follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked part of the order. Gunfire and violent crime has continued in Albuquerque in the weeks since the original order was put in place, which has been challenged by at least a half dozen lawsuits. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says an armed man impersonated a U.S. Marshal who claimed to be part of a security detail at a campaign event in Los Angeles Friday. The man reportedly had two holstered weapons and was carrying a U.S. Marshal's badge and federal ID. LAPD say a suspect was arrested for posing as a federal agent at the event. Kennedy's request to the White House for Secret Service protection has been denied. Rare Bob Ross painting, A Walk in the Woods, from the inaugural episode of The Joy of Painting, is for sale at a Minnesota gallery for nearly $10 million. Signed by Ross, it may come with a statement from the initial owner if purchased. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.